Czech scientists have made a breakthrough discovery, one that research teams all over the world have been striving for years. Scientists from the University of South Bohemia in Nové Hrady have detected the structure of an enzyme that can change the DNA in bacteria. The discovery should, in time, prevent bacteria from being resistant to antibiotics. Ruth Frankova spoke to Dr. Rüdiger Ettrich, the head of the Center for Protein Structure and Function and one of the scientists behind the discovery.
You might know that bacteria very quickly adapt to a changing environment, and they do this by changing their genetic information. That means the DNA. And there are several mechanisms how to do that. One is just mutation of a few parts of the genetic information. They are even possible to integrate DNA from foreign organisms into their own DNA, and with that they can adapt to an environment.
What exactly has your team discovered?
What we discovered now is one of the machines that is able to manipulate with the genetic information. Of course, this machine was known before to exist, but the science got to a certain point where they were not able to make further progress due to the fact that the most important part of this machine, which is a motor that is able to slide over the DNA and to pull the DNA into the small nanomachine made out of proteins, and we were able then to resolve the structure on an atomic level and describe with that the mechanism the whole machine is working.
How can your discovery be used in practice?
Of course, this is a basic science, and in the first place it opens the room for further basic science that can be done, making use of our result. But the understanding of how bacteria manipulate with the DNA and how certain mechanisms work can lead to wide range to, let's say, medical applications with the respect that, you know, one of the big problems of this changing of DNA in the bacteria is that they can get a certain resistance against antibiotics. It might give new impulses for research in that field and might lead to some better results.
How did the scientific world, how did the other scientists react to your discovery?
The news spread quite quickly around, and the result of that was that I got an invite to a conference of the Protein Society, which is the world's largest organization for protein chemists, to have a talk at the annual meeting in San Diego in Southern California, where we then presented our results to the scientific or academic world.
Dr. Rüdiger Ettrich, head of the Center for Protein Structure and Function at the University of South Bohemia, and he was speaking there to Ruth Frankova.